Ang bagong credit card ni Gabriel Fonseca ay ninakaw mula sa kanyang mailbox. Ngunit hindi lamang yun ang nakuha ng mga magnanakaw sa kanya.
They blocked my phone and they actually got the mobile app for the bank installed in their own mobile. And then therefore they had access to all my funds and all my credit cards. And because they actually stole my physical credit card, they actually could do anything they liked. And somehow they stole my, they had information about my date of birth as well. So they got through the phone system within the bank.
Ginamit at inubos ng mga magnanakaw ang lahat ng maaaring magamit mula sa credit card ng lalaking taga Sydney na nagkakahalaga ng $5,000 at ayon sa kanya, iwinidraw bilang cash advance ang halagang $2,000.
I had not just my credit card scammed but my identity stolen as well. I had to lodge a report and they were investigated but nothing was found. So it's not a very good feeling.
Ito ay isang nagiging pangkaraniwang kwento. Sinabi ng direktor ng National Center for Crime and Justice Statistics, Will Milne, ang panluloko sa pamamagitan ng mga bank o credit card ay nakaapekto sa 1.1 milyong Australiano noong nagdaang pinansyal na taon. Yan ay pagtaas mula sa 662,000 apat na taong mas nauna.
Card fraud is by far the biggest contributor to personal fraud. And by card fraud, we're talking about credit cards, debit cards, and FPOS.
Ang panluloko sa mga bank o credit card ay dumoble sa $2.1 billion mula taong 2010. Ayon sa Senior Policy Officer ng nakabase sa Melbourne na Consumer Action Law Center, Zach Gillam, ang mga consumer ay maaaring humiling ng tinatawag na chargeback mula sa kanilang pinansyal na institusyon.
Consumers should be aware of the option of chargebacks that credit card providers are required to provide to them. If something's been purchased on your card, a good or a service, it hasn't been delivered, there's clearly some fraudulent activity, go to your bank, request a chargeback. They will credit that back to your credit account. It's up to them then to investigate the purchase that's gone on.
Sinabi naman ng Australian Bureau of Statistics, hindi lahat ng mga gumagamit o mga consumer ay ganap na nababayaran, kung saan ang kabuuang out-of-pocket expenses o mga gastos na mula sa sariling bulsa ay umabot ng $84 milyong. Sa Consumer Action Law Center, sinabi ni Zach Gillam, bukod sa pagpapanatili na pribado ang inyong mga PIN o personal identification number at laging alamin kung nasaan ang inyong card, ang mga namimili sa online ay dapat na maging maingat sa kung saan sila namimili.
Consumers, particularly when you're purchasing online, should be really conscious of the sites and the traders that you're dealing with. Only go with sites that you trust, that you know, well-recognized companies with clear privacy and security protections.
Sinabi ng Australian Bureau of Statistics, nasa kalahati ng mga taong nakaranas ng personal na panluloko ay nagsabi na ang kanilang pag-uugali ay nagbago bilang resulta ng kanilang mga karanasan. Ganon ang nangyari kay Gabriel Fonseca.
I have cancelled all my apps for banking. I don't do apps anymore. I cannot speak to my bank anymore via the phone. I ask them to block this access. So if I had any queries, any problems, I have to go to the branch. And I think this way is safer.